Yeah, what's up, honey?
Could you, in the next 10-15, move your car from the driveway in the garage so that there's more parking space and everybody gets here?
I feel like I get a good spot right now.
You're like in the middle of the driveway a little bit. Like you're close to the center line.
No, you're close to the center line.
And it's just like, it's a welcoming thing. Like you could just welcome everybody by moving your car in the garage. Because people can't get around you to go in the garage. Why would I want to do that? And then we're going to stack up three cars long. Somebody's going to be like halfway out on the road. Just move your car.
You know, there is street parking in front of our house. They could just do that.
Do you get when the snow comes?
I'm like, I just sat down. I'm doing everything, preparing.
I haven't sat down in probably six hours, Tim.
Okay, this wasn't a competition. I wasn't doing a competition. Who's not sat down?
Well, I just happened to notice it because I have, one, made all the food. I've got the menu together. I got all the drinks. I went to Meijer three times today because...
Sounds like a lot of shopping that someone did. Sounds like a lot of shopping that had to be done this morning.
Spend any money on Christmas?
No, I'm not saying anyone wants to spend a lot of money.
But you'd love to spend money on a kid. You'd love to have a baby and buy all the things.
I didn't bring that up. I just want to make that clear.
Okay, well, I did bring it up.
Okay, I feel like people...
We're not going to continue to talk about that.
People can park wherever they want. It's not that far from the street to our home. And I'll help them shovel out later tonight.
If it's going to get slippery, you're not going to want to self-drive. If you don't want to move your car 6 feet, you're not going to want to self-drive later. Are you just trying to do the thing where when it snows, because your car was parked outside, instead of shoveling, you just wipe snow in the driveway?
Well, it's more efficient. It's more efficient to do that. It's more efficient to do that.
And then I'll be the one shoveling it because you just sat down.
Okay, honey, you seem to make a lot of preconceptions about what I'm going to do in the future. Why don't you just calm down, have a drink, and just have a good time? Oh my God, imagine that, like you just have a good time for Christmas.
Sorry, I'm trying to calm down. I'm sitting over here.
Don't make this a woman thing. Don't make this a woman thing.
Don't you make it a woman thing.
I wasn't making it a woman thing.
And I am on an extremely heavy period day.
Wait, who do you want me to call?
The neighbors. About what?
On the other side. Okay.
Did you see their house?
Yeah, it's beautiful. They put a lot of effort into those lights.
Yeah, maybe it's a little too much, and we could just take that. Like, we could have, say you're from the neighborhood committee, and say there's too many lights, and it's a little too bright, and kids might be getting seizures, and just have them take down, like, two or three strands.
I'm not threatened by their lights. If you're threatened by their lights, you can call them.
I'm concerned about the safety of the neighbors.
You drive down the street, you might think, oh, that must be a road.
And then suddenly somebody crashes into the house and we need to do our job to protect them.
I know how you and I interact. I'm going to end up calling them. So I will call them, but I just like, let me talk to them. Don't feed me lines to say while I'm talking.
I know that you know exactly how to handle this.
Okay, good, because it's a real pet peeve of mine when you talk while I'm on the phone.
It's pet peeve.
Okay.
The term is pet peeve.
It's not pet peeve.
It's pet peeve.
I'm on the phone.
Okay. Hey, Dave.
Hey.
Hey, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, no.
Oh, you guys are having people over?
Oh, yeah, us too.
Get to it.
I did.
Stop talking.
I did see the game. Real Nail Biter.
Tell them about the lights.
Hey, your light display is bad.
Stop talking. I'm on the phone.
You know, this is not coming from me. This is not coming from me. I just want you to know that. It's a little bright. There's like a lot going on with.
No, it looks great. It looks amazing.
Yeah, no.
Everyone likes it. It's just.
No, they don't. It's unsafe.
It's a hazard. It's just some people are worried. Some people are worried that it could be a danger or a hazard to some of the people that are driving by
or maybe the kids.
No, my wife has nothing to do with this.
Yes, she does.
My wife has nothing to do with it.
Let me talk to him. I'll talk to him.
Fine, you want to talk to him? Okay, you want to talk to him? Talk to him.
Take your lights down.
The option is either the couch or outside.
It's a couch or no couch. It's important to Tim.
You know, it's kind of like at the end of the Christmas Carol, he doesn't go outside to the window and yell, hey, no couches for anyone. You know, like, he does something.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Do I need a blender for that?
Yes. You guys have a blender.
I like my blender. I guess I could do like an old fashioned gin and tonic or something like that.
I would love a mudslide.
It would be so nice. Seems like a little bit of effort for Christmas.
Maybe you could put a little bit of effort in.
Okay. Tim, all you need is a little bit of vodka, some Kahlua, put some Baileys in it,
a little bit of cream.
If you have any milk, preferably almond milk, a banana, a couple of ice cubes, and some grated Ghirardelli chocolate on the top.
I have two of those things. This would be like something I'd have to go to the store for.
Thank you so much. No, I'm not saying I'm going to go to the store.
I'm saying that I would have to go to the store for that.
Yeah, and I would love that, and I would be so appreciative.
Okay, you are my sister-in-law, and I'm very happy that you're here. I just would love to make you something simple and quick, as opposed to like me blending. Like tropical drink. No, okay, I don't want it to be, let's not go there.
Okay, you clearly want something.
Let's not go where you just want. So I'm the bad guy now? I'm the bad guy because I don't want to go make a tropical drink run at Walgreens?
I think you said it, and I'm glad I didn't have to say it out loud.
Okay, well, I guess I'm the bad guy. I'm going to make a gin and tonic, and I'm going to put it here on the table in front of you. If you want it, you can drink it.
It's not going to get drunk.
Thank you.
guys some. We have that sparkling grape juice for the holidays.
Yeah, Mom, Dad, we're so happy to have you. Thanks for coming.
Oh, glad to come. It took 55 the whole way here.
Oh, okay.
Make good time.
You guys didn't take a taxi or an Uber or anything like that?
No. Neither one of us has plans to drink too much, so.
No, all the way down from Joliet's too far.
Yeah. You could always stay the night, too, if you ended up wanting to.
I think we have the sleep number bed now, so it's like we got used to it.
It's like we got our own bed.
Sure.
Next to someone else who's it's a bed.
Also has my bed.
Yeah. That's really... I'm trying to think of the right word. Brave you guys to just to keep
driving?
I wasn't going to say that. But
are you implying that we maybe we're too old to drive?
I didn't say that. I didn't.
Do you know? we took my mother's car away when she was 87.
Okay, great.
Do you remember?
Yes. I remember. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, you're not my best friend.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. I thought we were on
the same page. I think she can drive, but I don't like driving at night.
Okay,
kill me.
No, I'm not going to drive.
I think it's a healthy dialogue that we just keep open. You know, I know that a lot of...
I don't drive at night, your father drives.
I don't care who drives at night. All I'm saying is that there's a fair amount of news stories about elderly people.
I'm not saying elderly.
You guys aren't elderly. I'm just saying you are getting up there to the age of, hey, maybe we talk about it.
You're not...
I have sparkling
grape
juice for everyone.
Thank you, Sarah. We are not elderly. Your mother isn't the spring chicken she once was, but she's not elderly.
I thought I was going to have a nice night with my family.
We're having a nice night.
That's an insult. I'm not a spring chicken.
Do you have any of those water chestnuts that you wrap in bacon?
Let me see what's in the pantry. We have more bacon if somebody cooks much for breakfast.
Sounds like a lot of fat and trans fat.
Do you have any actual wine?
Yes.
May I have a glass of that instead?
We were going to open it when everybody got here.
Your mother's beautiful.
It's like an alternative to smoking. You press the button.
Oh, that's those little nicotine boxes.
No, we don't allow tobacco use in the house.
Oh my god, it's totally safe.
What's in there?
It's nicotine, but it's like a liquid. It's like an oil. Uh-huh. And then when you inhale it, when it comes out, it's just nests.
It's just not for us. It's just not for our house.
Why can't... Oh, okay. I can't really do it.
We have a porch.
It's like 28 degrees outside.
Holiday weather. Ho, ho, ho. You can kind of go out there and really see your breath. I guess with that, you can really see your breath. We just don't encourage use of substance in the house.
I mean,
eggnog's fine.
I had an eggnog flavored oil.
I feel like reading an article and I don't enjoy it.
What?
When you explain it to me, it just makes me feel like kind of itchy.
Why do I need to explain it to you? It just
walks out. No, I don't want to go outside.
It's freezing.
Okay, well, you should have thought of that before you took up tobacco addiction.
Are these the cookies you want me to bring home to the neighbors for Christmas?
Aren't they terrific?
Yeah.
Did I go to too much trouble?
These are for the Goldsteins, right?
Yeah. Tasty treats for Tobias. Do you see what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
They're all T's. It's alliteration. And all the cookies are little T's. Little lowercase T's. Because he's a baby and his name is Tobias.
Honey, I'm already a little uncomfortable bringing cookies over to our Jewish friends at Christmas. The fact that they look like crosses is weird to me.
They're T's.
Yeah, I understand they're T's, and crosses look the exact same. You know that, right?
I'm not saying you're dumb. I don't spell your name cross-I-M.
What?
Your name is spelled T-I-M, not cross-I-M. I know the difference between a cross and a T, and their baby's name is Tobias. And I think they would enjoy eating the cookies, whether they were shaped like the damn devil's hoof or teas. It just looks like I'm going over there to convert them. Don't bring your uncomfortable feelings. I'm not religion over to the Goldsteins. It feels like we don't know them enough yet for there to be like religious cookies. It's not religious, it's a gift. I would even be fine with a G-I-F cross.
Honey, you know what? I'm going to paint a bleeding man on there so you can really take your weird point home.
You know, show them about Christianity.
Why don't you put some red sprinkles on there and I'll just put it in the yard. Would you prefer that?
Thank you.
chop. 11 o'clock mass. Who wants to do 11 o'clock mass?
Oh,
everybody wants to do mass because that's what you do.
Well, you know, Asher just stepped out to vape. I think, I'll just wait for him here.
Well, he could probably come in a separate car.
It seems like, it's a Wonderful Life is on. We're just having a good time here at home.
So we should transport our good time to the Lord's home.
And is that, that's a Catholic?
Mass.
Yeah, mass.
I think Tim makes a good point. It's a Wonderful Life is on, and that would be the only plays one time every year. If we miss it now, we won't see it. Or we could go... under the Lord's...
I didn't say that it only plays one time.
We've been saying it all the same time. Which is the most important part of Christmas. What is the reason for the season?
Why don't we do a mass here?
Yes!
What does that even mean?
Well, why don't we just do... I can lead it.
Are you ordained?
It's not like a make-believe thing.
They don't let
me clear. I don't want to go. Like, we're having a good time here. Dad, please.
Let me tell you what we're going to learn at Mass
to appreciate the ones around us, right? Okay, we're learning that from the movie. We're learning that from the movie right now.
That's not all that it's about. We appreciate the ones around us and give thanks to the Lord for the life that we have.
And if we just compromise and do what we are, then we all get what we want.
No, you are not a Catholic priest. You're a woman. They don't let women do it. All right.
Yeah, that's weird. That's also really weird.
I'm against it too, but it's my church.
Honey, calm down. Now, Billy Wilder died for your sins.
No, Billy Wilder did die for my sins.
Okay. Argument over.
Clarence died. Clarence died. And then Clarence had to come back and help out. So he did die
Sarah,
in a way.
Sarah, I was being incredibly sarcastic when I said that about Billy Wilder.
You say everything in the same voice. I don't know how I'm supposed to keep up.
I feel like I'm going to get really bored with one of these sermons, and I'm just going to fall asleep at the
end. Everyone falls asleep at Mass. You should still fucking go.
I think it's Lagunitas.
I'm having a fancy beer today.
Well, how many have you had?
How many have you had, Dad?
Let's see, we got on the highway around, what time is that?
Did you have drinks before you got on the highway? I just want to...
He had one at home.
Okay.
It's just a beer. I'm not drinking.
They actually, there's...
To his credit,
there are statistics that say that you actually become a little bit better driver on one drink, and then...
I don't think that's true. I would love to see those statistics. Dad, you have high blood pressure. You should be drinking, and you're on medication for it.
It's Christmas.
Well, that doesn't mean that you're immune to anything bad happening. I mean, your blood is going to be thinner.
It's Christmas Day. I do want you to be able to enjoy yourself, and you know, I had your back from drinking one, but this is my family, what kind of beer do you want, you want a lager, a sipa?
I don't know what you said.
You know, Dad, it's just a little dangerous. Let's stop saying Lagunitas. Let's everyone stop saying Lagunitas. It's Lagunitas.
Dad, you know what? I would love to do dangerous things on Christmas too, but that's not like just like a blanket to do whatever we want.
All right, fine. We're going to go snowmobiling.
Let's get a snowmobile. No, I don't want to do dangerous things. What I'm saying is that you have high blood pressure. I don't want you to get sick. Okay, your blood's really thin and alcohol's not going to fit anymore. If you get a cut, I'll have this.
And that'll be it.
Could I have a course?
Does anyone need anything at all? No, yum. Okay, sit down then. So happy everyone can make it.
All right, passing one of them rolls.
Would you want to say something?
Oh, yeah, Dad. Do you want to like a toast or anything like that?
Yeah, of course. Well, it's good to have everybody here for Christmas. And of course, we're all blessed by the Lord.
Thank you.
Okay. The ambulance took him. It seems like he was still responsive. So.
Okay.
You know, I think he'll probably be okay.
Give me a hug.
Yeah, of course. Oh my God. You know.
You really handled yourself.
You did too. You really did. Thank you so much for everything you did this Christmas.
Thank you. You were amazing.
I know we had, you know, some fights, but it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
It was still family. And at the end of the day, it's like, That's
Christmas is about being with the ones we love, and I love you, I love my family.
I love you too, and we'll work nonstop, and it's going to be good, because it's Christmas, and we have each other.
Yeah, and you know, Dan's going to be okay, that's what matters.
Somebody fucking spilled red wine on the couch!
Oh my God, was that Dan when he had the heart attack? Oh God damn it! Was he going to pay? Is he going to pay for that? Great, okay. My dad had a heart attack, but he spilled red wine on my couch. Okay, cool, so now I have to guilt him about this.
No, don't bring it up.
I'm going to let him rest for a few days, but then I've got to bring it up.
Eventually, we're all going to die.